There you go.
Wait a minute, I gotta start recording.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll lead, Pledge Allegiance to the flag, the United States of America.
And to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible.
With liberty and
justice for all. Thank you for the flag, Dr. Conway, whoever put that up. Okay, so we will next, Luis, can do the swearing in before we do the roll call of our new members.
I'm going to swear her in.
I will. We're in. I mean, if you could turn your camera on.
Yes, absolutely. Hang on.
Okay, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that you will faithfully uphold the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Connecticut, and the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Derby, so long as you are a citizen thereof, and that you solemnly swear that you will faithfully execute your duties as a member of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation of the City of Derby to the best of your abilities, help you God. So, somebody needs to mute, and Bamini, you need to say out loud, yes, or I do.
I'm sorry. Yes, I do.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. Okay, Luis, so should we go down the roll call? Do you want me to call the names, or did you want to do that?
Got it. I got it. Okay. All Mr. Right. Carlone.
Present.
Thank you. Ms. DeRoche.
Present.
Mr. Forte.
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Excuse. He is absent. Yep.
Okay. Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Orazetti?
Present.
Ms. Patel?
Present.
Ms. Pertoso? Pertoso?
Looks like he's trying to get on now.
Yeah, she's trying to connect in, so...
okay, Mr. Polis?
Present.
Mr. Santos?
Present.
Would you let me know if Ms. Pertosa checks in? Thank you, sir. Absolutely. You have a quorum.
Okay. Next, I'd like to talk additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I did not receive the minutes in the packet. So I move, I would entertain the motion to delete the review of the approval of the minutes from the December 20th meeting. Can someone make the motion? Will someone make the motion?
You can't delete it. You have to either put them on file.
So would we prefer to table this to review the agenda for the next meeting? At our next meeting?
That's at your discretion, Mr. Chair.
Well, I said to delete it. It doesn't seem like Louise wants to, so I'm happy to
don't delete them. We either carry it over to the next meeting.
I apologize. I meant to delete from today's agenda. The approval from the minutes. Deleting that from our agenda today. I apologize.
I motion we table the minutes till next month.
I second the motion.
Any discussion? Oh, that was Jennifer DeRoche made the motion, and I believe it was Robert who seconded.
Correct.
Okay, can we vote? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Again, anyone from the public who would like to speak? And one more time, anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, I would entertain a motion to close the public portion.
I make a motion to close.
Okay, that was Roberto.
Thank you, Roberto. And seconded by?
Rose Pertoso.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Rose. Okay, so we're not going to review the minutes until next. Next on the agenda is meeting date adoption. We do have a board member who has a conflict. I emailed with him earlier in the week, and he would like to participate as often as he can. So after some discussion, I believe we could potentially move this meeting to the first, second, or fourth Tuesday of the month without any interference. I would like to make sure that we're all in agreement that that would work with everyone. If we have, conflicting schedules, maybe we could table this for another time. But is anyone, do we have a preference on a Tuesday other than the third Monday of the month that we could meet?
I'm pretty open.
I have no problem with any of them.
Thanks, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm fine either.
Okay, so would someone, we'd like to entertain the motion. If you want to, the first, second, or fourth Tuesday of the month, I believe we're scheduled for next month on the 15th, which is the second Tuesday of February, I believe. And then, let me check my calendar, I apologize. I'm sorry, that's the third Tuesday. So after the February 15th meeting, we would move to, should we say the second Tuesday? Could we entertain that? Can I entertain that motion from someone?
My only question, what days do the aldermen have their meetings on? So we could coincide with what they're doing.
Yes, I believe that was the third Tuesday of the month.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mark, sorry.
Board of Aldermen meets on the second Thursday. The conflict with the third Tuesday is that Planning and Zoning also meets on that. So that's a fairly large meeting. So that next month, it won't be a conflict because it's actually the 22nd is like the fourth Thursday because of the way the weeks fall. So next month would not be a conflict. But if you met on the third Thursday in general, they always meet on the third Tuesday. So that's just problematic.
Next Mark, month, I think it doesn't. Right. So the second, first, or fourth Tuesday of the month will work, correct?
Yep.
And to answer Mr. Carloni's question, the Board of Aldermen meet on the second Thursday, and their committees meet on the fourth Thursday.
Okay. Any other discussion or questions, folks, from the group? Can we could we entertain a motion for a date?
Make a motion to have it on the fourth Tuesday, if possible.
Fourth.
Okay, is someone second?
I'll second.
And that was Chris for the second, Roberto for the motion. Luis, all in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we will move our meeting to the fourth Tuesday of the month. And Mark, I apologize that we did that this time around, not the first meeting.
And no, Mr. Okay. Chairman, when does that start?
It'll start next month. That's when you would have been meeting anyway on the fourth.
Okay.
Anyway, because of the way the month started.
Okay.
I'll send out. You should have received an Outlook invite. So I'll change the dates on those so that it'll correspond throughout the whole year, and then it'll be in your. If you accept it, it'll be in your calendar for the whole year with the login. So it'll be easier for you that way.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay, moving into the some of the line items that need to be reviewed, I am going to do my best to articulate. Agatha, I know, is on. If there's additional commentary. So let's start. This is line number 8 on the agenda. I think our numbers are a little out of order, but you know, if we follow along, line number 8, it looks like this is for compensated leave. This is compensation coming due for future retirees, you know, typically like unpaid sick time, things that are going to be paid out upon retirement. So the we're looking for approval for the future of compensated payments. We're going to just be transferring from the special working balance account to the compensated leave account. So can we have I would like to entertain the motion that we approve this transaction. Does anyone want to make that motion?
I have a question here. We're going from and to the same account, number one. Okay, we're going from 8400390392.
Oh, my gosh. I think someone grabbed my, so it should be 3394 account.
We were also supposed to get a detailed listing of what the 8400 account. We haven't gotten anything like that. So until we get that, I'm a little inclined not to transfer anything until we know what's there. Last month we had asked for a detailed listing.
Accounts. I think my agenda was switched, and that's why the correct number is not there, because I did correct this number. Okay, it's up to if you requested this information. I don't mind table this number until we get the right information to you. The only thing is,
right. Go ahead, Agnes. I'm sorry.
I created new account for it, and it's a 0394, doesn't exist yet, and will be in same family of accounts. If you want to get detail on 8400, you're not going to find much detail until money are spent and kind of recorded.
We
reach
have
out
to, quite a bit going out of there, so that's why.
Yes, but I reach out to Judy, for example, and I want to know exactly what is in those accounts as far as this fiscal year. And I special working balance, for example, is not detailed. So
because right, it started out, the budget was on the special working balance was $205,000. It's down to $177,000. So there should be detail.
Yes.
Of what came out of there and what it was used for.
Mm-hmm. So last time okay. We used this was for the financial services, I believe, previous meeting.
Right, and we were supposed to get a detailed listing of that for this.
Detailed listing on financial services, or?
Yes, yep. And the special working balance. We were supposed to get a detailed listing on the money that came out of there.
It's only one item left this line, and was financial services, which was approved. I will get you whatever I have in ledger at this point.
Do you want me to come in there Friday morning and kind of go over with you what we're looking for?
Sure.
Would that be easier?
I have a ledger. I have nothing else, to have information except approval of the minutes of the line item.
But
yes,
we didn't
sure.
approve. Yeah, we didn't approve last month to have that money switched because we were waiting for the detail on that.
Well, I did think I don't have the minutes, none of us do, but I thought we did approve it with the idea that, like you said, we were going to get kind of a rundown and what's in that financial services line item. So I do think, to your point, we're looking, and it sounds like Agatha has a some ledger items that she could share so we have an idea of where the outgoing money is going. Jennifer, that's what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think, you know, your suggestion about maybe tabling this, you know, to a vote for next meeting and give Agatha a chance to, you know, get that together for us is more than appropriate. Is there any other discussion on this that you'd like to have?
Yes, I do, Roberto. You know, because I did some of the numbers too on the special working balance with respect to the 205 and the 177, respectfully, because in other line items that we're going to be discussing tonight, the special working balance transfer of 50,000 to the other compensated leave, and also if it's, you know, discussed and passed today, another amount will be coming out and we're depleting that. So that's something we can talk about, that by having more of a, you know, what do they call from Agatha's ledger, so we can see what's coming in and going out. That'll help us determine other line items that we're going to have to work on.
Okay.
And is that 50,000 in addition to the 25,000 that, or 29,000, whatever it was that they wanted to take out, 28,000 that they wanted to take out last month? So that would be 50 plus the 28 that we tabled last month?
So financial services were not tabled.
Last month it was, the financial department, number 12. We said we'd like to have it a separate line item, which that you did. And then we wanted to know what was in financial services. So we tabled that. I asked for it to be tabled.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what was in the account. So, but what my question now is, that was 28,000 in last month. Now it's 50,000. So is the entire amount, you know, the adding of the two of them, or is it 50 in total?
Let me provide me the information what you're requesting. If you want to stop by, I can distribute to everybody through email too tonight. So we don't, you guys feel more comfortable with looking at those this information.
And to clarify, we're looking for the expenditures out of that special working balance account, correct, Jennifer?
Yes, and the financial services.
Yes.
Okay. So can we entertain the motion to table this with those conditions?
Yes, I make a motion to table it. Roberto?
And specifically, Roberto, table this discussion so we can review the allocations.
Okay. An answer of what those numbers are.
Right. It's the allocations of monies, because as I'm looking at, because the numbers are off on the capital grants, not budgeted with anticipation of 50% grant reimbursement and the 50% match for what they're asking for the cameras and everything else, you know, I don't mind providing it and giving, you know, giving it to a vote, but that's depleting that special working balance really, really low. And I think a running, you know, balance on this. So tabling it now until that running balance is looked at even more, will be better for us to make, you know, feasible decisions.
Okay, let's stick to, yeah, we'll get to agenda item number 9 in a minute. Do we have a second for Roberto's motion?
I'll second it.
Chris is seconding. So all in favor to table this discussion upon further review of the expenditures coming out of the financial services and special working balance account, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, thank you. We will table this on to our next item, into our next meeting. Okay, item number 8. So again, this is a little tricky with the numbers on the agenda, so apologize for that. Item number 8 looks to be a transfer from account 0110 to tax collector, $10,000 to the bookkeeper account. I believe this $10,000 transfer is to help support the financial department by allocating some funds to get a bookkeeper in. So we're trying to approve approval to increase the budget for bookkeeper reconciliation of the tax collector activities. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I thought we were going to table anything with to do with the financial services account until we actually got. So do I have to make an additional motion for that until we get the detail in the financial services?
I would say we should probably take each of these separately. Yes, let's do it one at a time. I know it's probably a little tedious, okay. But I just think
that's
for
okay.
Procedure.
I'm new at this, so I'm
yeah, so am I. I you know. Agatha, any comment on this particular account?
So in September, bookkeeper account was, it's a bookkeeper account we have. We looking for additional money because we're running out of the money. And it is supporting operation. Right now I'm only one accountant here. And we are in a situation when we're trying to get as much as things to be reconciled and maintained properly. So if I lose this person, I will not be able to maintain everything the way how I try to, you know, manage. I got a great person who can manage this, but as far as bookkeeper item, this was the last year budget item recognized by previous board, and I had a dedicated almost $30,000, but I only used 20 so far, so that's
Agatha,
why I'm looking
can you,
for
can
this
you
year.
Take can you point that out to the on the apportion summary so we can just take a look at that real quick
on the appropriation summary?
Yeah, I believe it. I thought this was on page,
it's a page. It's 2500 department.
Yeah, it's on page 3.
Page 3. Okay, so as Agatha is saying, there's $39,811 on the current budget. It looks like we've only expended $2,946. So we have a remaining budget balance $36,865. So you'd like to take 10,000 of that.
Second. You're looking at the different.
I'm looking at the wrong line item. I apologize.
Yeah, it's a bookkeeper. Yeah. It's not financial services, the bookkeeper line.
Yeah, it's looking at 20,000 current budget. Right. And they already expended 18,000. Which only have a budget of $1,441.
Is this a position that they want to bring in full time? I thought this was supposed to be something that was just for temporary.
Yes, it's supposed to be. I don't know how was it, but. Definitely, there was actually we used to have a Patty Finn passed away, and she was supporting this department as well. Right now, I don't have any accountant supporting me, so with pushing audit and everything else, what's going on with the city accounting? I would say I really need good accountants here, because I'm not sure you realize that. You know, it's not the best accounting services. Accounting is not in the best shape here. So I'm trying to fix things, change things, and make things more efficient and reconcile the books.
I mean, are you getting, aren't you getting a new employee in that office soon?
So she's starting end of January.
January, like this month?
Yes.
January,
but she's not going to be up to speed for a little while. So yes, I'm going to have new employee, but you know, I'm without employee almost year, so I'm behind 6 months. That's why we have some savings, because some people never really, you know, I didn't hire 3 months ago or 4 months ago. So the question is, what are we expecting from, you know, savings of, and what kind of benefits we have at this point to have a keep up what we're doing with you know,
Well, again, and Agatha, I apologize. I thought the request here said that you're looking to transfer from the tax collector account.
Yes.
To the bookkeeper account.
Yes.
This tax collector account has $36,865 yes. in it, correct?
Correct. And one thing I would mention, tax collector was not hired. So tax collector report for the audit purposes, reconciliation was done in my office. And all information to the auditor came from my office. So I was using every inch of wherever I can handle for, you know, all different operations. So I believe, you know, it's legitimate to move tax budgetary savings kind of into something I put money in and spend.
Yeah. So, and again, according to this summary, you have the funds available.
Yes.
So we're all looking at the same thing. Are we on the same page here on the for in the group?
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's $36,865 from the tax collector that they have it, and then it's $10,000 going to the bookkeeper that only has a balance of $1,441.
How long do we anticipate this bookkeeper staying on?
So originally we should have a part-time person who helps out with reconciliations. That's originally was in a kind of in budget, but it was moved to special working balance because no one was hired. So when I came in, and it's supposed to be part-time position, we never hire part-time position because it was very hard to find person who will commit on part-time basis with skills I needed. And believe me, skills are needed here. So we may entertain other options, but until I feel strongly that accounting can move on and we use, you know, we out of the area when we cannot complete audit, you know, I would say I would like to keep this in my budget as I need it, so we're not behind.
So you're kind of thinking that this is going to be a permanent position.
I don't know if I can go. I'm going to the next budget, and I will ask for a part-time position. I honestly, because of the process, I find people who can do our books online. I can find people who can maybe get the better price.
Agatha, in the immediacy, without this allocation, what you know, where are you left?
So I'm left with some projects which probably wouldn't be completed for a few months. I don't know. We're hiring new person, so. You know, takes time to get up to speed, but I want to get my next audit done on time.
Okay.
What's and the status of the audit right now? I mean, what position are we in with the status of the audit right now this year?
So the audit right now, I think, Jeff, you heard our conversation was, you know, we're waiting still for some information. I have some information to follow. For example, I'm not sure you're aware of that. You know, we have some manual work, like compensated absences. I have to really, those are additional information which was not created for the audit and has to be created. If I tell you there's more files for audit than exists on a city, web drive, you know, it's more, few items are definitely needed to be completed, but I feel optimistic because it's not list of 70 items.
And Agatha, how long would it take you right now to do this audit with the allocated funds that you'll receive? Would this complete and help and assist with respect to the audit that needs to be done to keep you up to par, up to date with what you need to be done?
So don't take me wrong. It's not only about audit, it's about keeping up stuff now.
Okay, and would that be sufficient to keep you up to date?
I don't know. It depends how many hours this person can work, what other arrangement I can do. I don't want to say, but a person I hired has a very high skills and, you know, takes her very quickly to do certain things. So I'm getting more stuff done. Hopefully, you know, more things will be in placed on a ledger.
Okay. Hey, Chairman. But,
if I may
make a motion through the chairman that we do this one time transfer, you know, so she can get her job done. And if she needs more, she would have to go through the process, you know, like we're doing now.
Okay. Roberto Santos, that was a motion to vote on the one-time approval of this $10,000. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Let's take a vote. All in favor to approve the one-time allocation for $10,000, this one-time transfer, I apologize for saying allocation. Please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion approved.
Thank you, Agatha.
Thank you, Agatha. Great conversation too. Thank you for keeping us in the loop. Okay, and then we're gonna move to line number 9 on our agenda. Roberto, you kind of already jumped ahead on this earlier. So this is a mouthful. So we're trying to create the proper budget for the mandated state grant to properly allocate budgeted sources. So it looks like we're requesting a transfer from our special working balance to new line items for body cams. Agatha, anything to clean it up what I'm saying about this last agenda point here?
So this was tabled last time because I think it was misunderstood, and I try to emphasize that city accounting is not developed like in other places. So I'm trying to develop this accounting a little bit differently. I created new capital project fund, which allows me to record grant outside of the general fund. And that's what I did. And I still, because it's a grant and it's capital grant, should not be booked into a regular budget. And I'm missing some money to be fully funded, because only 50% of this grant will be reimbursed. So without budget, without planning, and I attached additional information about the grant, how this situation developed, I had to pay for this. We had a city had invoices already to be paid, but funding source was not we knew it's a reimbursable grant, but I needed to find some money from somewhere to make this whole 50%. So basically we don't have a budget for it. So this is the only place I can go, special working balance.
All right, that's our favorite account.
Yeah. And would be nice if we had something, if this was planned differently, it wouldn't have to be special working balance. But, you know, we didn't really, it's kind of late in the game, but, you know, we have body cameras and we need to try to match the remaining. I reach out to the state and ask if LOSEP and other grants can be matched, but most grants, state grants, cannot be matched with other grants. So we're not on our own with this. It's a mandated grant, so I don't know.
Okay.
And if so, go ahead.
Agatha, I just had a question. Wasn't this supposed to be taken out of the, when the Board of Aldermen approved it, they proved that it would come out of the COVID money?
No, this was the other one. We still can go to Aldermen about approval. But at this point, I need to check. We don't know if this is going to work with federal grant. I have no knowledge if this will be supported. If it is, I can move money back to the special revenue. It's just a, there is no, this is already paid. We're getting reimbursement from the state. And if we can apply ARPA funds, but I'm not sure. I'm not ARPA grant expert.
But why don't we wait to make any transfers till you're sure, instead of trying to transfer it back in here, because then it'll just going to get used for something else if it's sitting in.
Jennifer, do you want to make that an official motion, please?
I motion that we wait to make this transfer until we actually, until Agatha probably actually has the knowledge as to whether it's going to go back in here or we need to pay it out of here.
Is there a sec? Oh, go ahead, Agatha.
I say that all in one. Sorry,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Agatha.
So my problem will be if this is not going to be resolved by the end of the fiscal year, we have spending which were not approved.
When is the fiscal year end to close?
June 30th.
So we need a vote on this prior to then for sure. Is your bank, is it right?
Yeah.
So another month isn't going to hurt it till you find out.
So I cannot promise you, I can find out because I ask, we need to find a right person to reach out. But at this point, yeah, we can table this.
I'm still thinking we still got to make up that $1.2 million, and I'm getting nervous all this money going out all over the place here.
So I agree that, you know, I appreciate you guys are very conservative with the moving money, but I like to get on a books transfer, which I know we're going to need money for before we, you know what's left. This was already paid, and that's why it's kind of, if we can get reimbursement, we will, definitely. But 10%
maybe.
What
do you mean already paid? We already wrote a check out to somebody for this?
Yes.
We wrote the check out before we decided that we were going to transfer the money?
I think the article I included, explained this motions back and forth. That's why, you know, sometimes decision, if it's not made. But yeah, article I think helps a lot with explanation what happened.
I just didn't think money could go out unless it was approved to go out. I was under the impression that that's, am I wrong?
I'm new to all this.
Am I looking crooked here or am I thinking straight? I don't know.
Go ahead, Chris. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I think I think all of the monies that go out are supposed to be approved by the Board of Taxation, especially in something that so large, over $50,000.
I wasn't the one who purchased the equipment, but was mandated. So,
yes, and this equipment purchase came. This was back from July of 2021, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So essentially, Agatha, you're looking for this $59,000 to be transferred from the special working balance. Can you tell us just quickly what for? What are we using that $59,000 for now? If the money's already been paid out.
So the concept is different.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if cash left the building. There has to be formal approval of the process, which is reverse. It's a very, I know it's a different situation because this shouldn't happen, but this happened. So I'm in the situation when, you know, I should be asking for money and pay later, but this happened in reverse.
Okay.
And it shouldn't be happening.
Unless everybody knows. That makes me uncomfortable.
That's why we want to work on something. That's why I'm asking money up front, because sometimes things like that, I don't want to have this situation again. I want to come forward with request instead of, oh, something happened. And it's sometimes out of my control or someone else.
Now, when did the check go out?
I think November or December.
Okay, so I'm back with Jeff's idea there. The money's gone already. I'm sure they cashed the check.
An equipment was already installed on a, you know, on a vehicles. So even, you know, this is, I think, you know, I'm trying to cover some area which I wasn't really involved, but.
Correct. You know, I mean, I don't even know if you were an employee of the town yet.
And yeah, obviously I just started. The question is, I know the right thing is to do to pay the bills when bills incur. And when I started, I paid lots of bills, which were, you know, pushed or things. I want to make sure the city pays bills on time and legitimate bills. This is legitimate state mandate.
I ask a follow-up question just to help me clarify this. The Agatha, the check that was paid for them was $59,645.
No, the whole cost the whole was amount. $119.
Okay. And $59,645 that we're asking from the special working balance is half, 50% of what may be needed in the future? Or is it something that we're going to make whole for what the chief requested on his equipment?
So the way how I read this, I need to transfer money from somewhere to fill the hole of 50%.
Okay. Because in anticipation for other things that's going to happen, if not, then it will have to be put back after a certain amount of time back to the special working balance, correct?
So we're not anticipating. So the grant is a state grant.
Okay.
State grant is definitely we're going to get back 59,000.
Right.
But the second 50% has to be funded from somewhere. And only place we have is general fund. We don't have any reserve savings and anything else, just general fund.
And we already received the monies because they've already been installed into the vehicles and personnel, correct?
Yeah.
And the money
we didn't receive the money, we paid the money out.
Right. But I think Roberto's saying we received half of the grant money already.
It's on the way, yeah. It's a timing, yeah. In order to receive the grant, we had to pay the bill. It's reimbursable grant. So
I think, and I don't want to speak for anybody, I think that's what we're getting at. So you need this money from special working balance so we can collect the grant, that's the 50% grant that's been given to us.
Yeah, that's why it was paid. That's how grants work sometimes. You cannot get money back if you don't spend.
Okay, I think that clarifies some things for me. Any other discussion on this?
I just kind of wanted on the record that I'm a little nervous that checks and stuff are being sent out without being approved.
Well, Jennifer, you know, you made a motion to table on this vote. You know, is there a second to that motion, or we can entertain another motion to vote on this tonight? Is there a second to Jennifer's motion?
Did I second Roberto?
Okay, thank you, Roberto. So without any other discussion, should we vote to table this for our next meeting where we will hopefully have some more information and based on this conversation to vote on? All in favor to table, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we will table this line item as well, and we will reconvene on, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, are we keeping this 2:15 date for our next meeting?
No, because it was originally the 22nd anyway, because if you look at the calendar, the third Monday was the 21st. It happened that the 22nd is the fourth Thursday, so it's a little nuanced.
So we'll
be caught up by February.
All right, perfect. And you will send out that schedule. So, Mark, I apologize for lack of procedural knowledge. Do I need to motion to adjourn the meeting, or can I just adjourn us?
Either way, if somebody wants to make the motion, I'm sure everybody would be happy to sign off.
Make the motion to adjourn.
A second on the adjourning of the meeting?
Rose, I'll second it.
Thank you, Rose. Have a great evening, everybody. Thank you, Agata, for entertaining our questions. I hope some of this shines some more information for all of us to make some better decisions as we move forward. Appreciate everyone.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.